朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
在今年教会的主题“认识基督、传扬基督”这个主题的里面，其实有两个隐藏的课题。
Under the general theme for this church this year, that is knowing Christ and making Him known, there are two perhaps sub-themes.
这两个很重要的隐藏的课题是什么呢？
What are these two sub-themes that may be hidden?
第一个就是整个这个主题的主词到底是什么？
And that is we want to find out what is the chief verb for this theme.
Chief subject.
The subject.
到底是谁去认识基督，谁去传扬基督？
And that is the question is, who is the one who will know Christ and make him known?
我们不但要看重我们要传的信息，
Not only do we have to pay special attention to our message,
我们不只是要注意 message, 我们更要注意这个 messenger, 传信息的人。
Perhaps we should place more attention to the messenger himself.
上一次我们提到马太福音十六章二十四节到二十八节。
Just in the past few weeks, we talked about Matthew 26.
我们提到这个 messenger, 主耶稣对他的盼望和条件是什么？
We have seen what Jesus has in terms of qualifications for the messenger.
他提到三个非常明显的要求：第一个舍己，第二个背十字架。第三个跟从主耶稣。
He mentioned three qualifications: giving up of oneself, taking up the cross, and following Christ.
当我在准备那篇信息的时候，
As I was preparing for that message,
我悟出一个非常重要的一个真理。
I suddenly came to an understanding of a very important truth.
这个真理是什么呢？
What is that truth?
在这个时代要强迫人过牺牲的生活，这是不可能的事情。
In this day and age, it's impossible to force anyone to live a sacrificial life.
但是当我们把一个目标，当我们把一个理想拿出来的时候，
But when we put forth a goal or an ideal,
我们就能够看见付代价是一个心甘情愿的事。
Then perhaps we are willing to pay the price.
这几年一直为教会的复兴祷告。
I have been praying for the church's revival for the past few years.
我们为弟兄姊妹热心爱主祷告。
We've been praying that brothers and sisters will love the Lord zealously.
到底当我们讲到复兴的时候，我们是指什么说的呢？
And when we say the church should be revived, what do we mean?
我的负担是求主给这个教会的弟兄姊妹有一个很明显、很鲜明的一个目标。
My burden is that there is a very clear goal for this church.
有的时候我们有意向，但是那意向不够鲜明。
Sometimes we say we have a vision, but that vision is not vivid.
不是怎么样强迫人过牺牲的生活。
It's not that we can force anyone to be sacrificial.
当我们真是把一个目标摆在前面的时候，我们的牺牲就是变成很自然。
But then when we put forth a clear goal, then it's natural for people to be sacrificial.
也许我们把它讲在信仰的里面，不容易那样的明白和清楚。
Perhaps it's difficult to understand this in the context of our faith.
事实上在我们日常生活里面常常经验这样的一个真理。
But then we go through this type of truth in our everyday living.
我曾经做过这样一个比方。
I have given this analogy before.
在家里面的家务我们全家要轮流的做。
We take turns in taking care of household chores.
每一次洗碗，每一次割草，每一次铲雪给儿子做的时候，他们都做，但是做得很勉强。
Every time when I assign perhaps washing of dishes or mowing of the lawn or snow shoveling to our children, they would do it, but perhaps reluctantly.
到了某一个年龄的时候，我们发现他们的态度不一样。
After a certain age, we find that their attitudes have changed.
原来是心里面很不甘心，现在已经心甘情愿。
Perhaps from a time of reluctance, now they are very willing to do it.
另外一个不同的地方。
There's another difference.
心不甘情不愿是在家里面做。
Reluctance for doing it, it only occurs at home.
心甘情愿是在女朋友家里做。
When they are perfectly happy to do it, it's at the homes of their girlfriends.
当他们看见有目标的时候。
Because they have a goal.
当他们看见有理想的时候。
Because there's an ideal.
这些对他们来讲就不是难处。
Then these did not become chores.
今天我们做基督徒也是如此。
Today as Christians is the same.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹爱主。
When we try to encourage people to love the Lord,
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹过牺牲的生活。
We encourage people to live a sacrificial life.
为什么我们一直努力而不成功呢？
Why is it that we try so hard and yet we do not see success?
我们重点错了。
Because our focus is wrong.
我们没有让他们看见什么是真正的属灵的理想。
We did not show them clearly enough what is the spiritual ideal.
当我们提到认识传扬基督的时候。
When we mention knowing and making him known,
谁去认识，谁去传扬？
Who will know him and who will preach him?
这个主题另外一个很重要的一个隐藏的课题是什么呢？
And perhaps there's another sub-theme that is not so clear.
那个关键不只是在主词，那个关键也是在受词。
And it not only belongs to the subject, but also the object.
当我们提到传扬基督的时候，到底传扬基督的对象是谁？
When we say making Christ known, who are we making him known to?
这几年我常常在这里提到供和求的关系。
I have often mentioned the relation between supply and demand.
在我心里面有很重很重的负担。
In my heart is a very deep feeling.
不只是在传福音的时候。
Not only when I share the gospel,
每一个礼拜天早上讲道的时候
even every Sunday as I preach,
我求主先帮助我，先提醒我，先告诉我。
I ask the Lord to first help me and remind me,
让我真的能够知道弟兄姊妹的需要是什么。
So that I truly understand the needs of the congregation.
我害怕我讲很多的东西不是弟兄姊妹所需要的。
This is my fear that whatever I preach does not meet the needs.
一篇道从弟兄姊妹的头上飘过去的时候，
Perhaps the sermon just floats over our heads.
不能落实在弟兄姊妹的心中。
It will not take root in our hearts.
这是今天基督教讲道的一个很大的一个要检讨的地方。
I believe this is a point where Christian preaching today has to spend a lot of time evaluating.
我们要传扬基督。
Yes, we want to preach Christ.
我们要传扬给什么人？把基督介绍给他。
But who are we preaching Christ to?
今天我们要看这个重点。
And this is the theme for this morning.
好不好？请各位翻回到刚才肖兴之弟兄带我们读的那一段的经文，这个路加福音第七章。
Let's turn back now to Luke chapter 7.
很明显的，这段圣经是主耶稣对当时代的人的一个剖析。
Here we see a message that Jesus gave to that generation.
他分析那个时代，甚至也提醒那个时代的人。
He evaluated that generation and gave them some reminders.
也许有人会问，这一段的经文经过了两千年，对我们今天又有什么意义呢？
Perhaps some may ask, this message is almost 2,000 years old. Does it have any significance for us today?
事实上，在这段圣经很明显地告诉我们，耶稣不是在那里分析时代而已。
But then if we look at it carefully, we realize that Jesus is not evaluating an age.
他是分析那个时代的人。
He was actually analyzing the people of that age.
他说我可以用什么比这个时代的人呢？
Example, he says, to what then can I compare the people of this generation?
这句话给我们一个很强的一个提醒。
And this is a strong reminder to us.
两千年前如何，今天还是一样。
2,000 years ago was the way, what、well, that was that way, and perhaps the same today.
如果这个世界有问题
，if there are questions in this world,
问题不在外面，问题在里面。
The questions are not just outside, but perhaps are inward.
台湾在这几年非常强调那个环保的重要，环境。
Taiwan these few years are paying a lot of attention to the protection of the environment.
其实当我们提到环保意识的时候，
But when we talk about environmental protection,
对我个人来讲，
To me personally,
我觉得一个更重要的课题比环保更重要。
I believe that there is a deeper subject which is more important than environmental pollution.
我们今天要强调环保，除非我们先强调心保。
If we want to emphasize the protection of the environment, perhaps we should emphasize protection of our hearts.
每一次当我想到这件事情的时候，就使我想到箴言书四章二十三节的话。
Whenever I think about this, I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 4.
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心里面发出来。
Verse 23 of Proverbs 4 says, Above all else, guard your heart, because it is the wellspring of life.
我想我们中国人都很熟悉这句话，我们常常感叹这个世界道德越来越坏。
Perhaps Chinese have a very apt saying describing how the morality of this world is dropping to a new low.
我们说世风日下，人心不古。
We say the morality of this world is dropping to a new low, and the hearts of men today are not like that of old.
刚才我听肖兴志弟兄在奉献祷告的时候。
Just now, when I heard Brother Shao praying after the offering,
我觉得他的祷告很精彩，就是四个字，四个字，四个字，四个字。
I felt that he has put a lot of effort into making it sort of like a poem.
果竹不前，斤斤计较，忘恩负义，反反复复。
The way he prayed was four words and four words and four words.
我不晓得有很多人说大概是在这个教会聚会太久了。
Perhaps some would say that's because we've been in this church too long.
因为这个教会的传道人也很喜欢摇头晃脑四个字四个字的讲。
Because perhaps the preachers of this church also have a tendency to quote poems.
当我们在这里看见这句中国的话，
But when we look at this Chinese saying,
世风越来越坏，
The moral of this world is dropping to a new low.
人心越来越比不上古时候的人。
The hearts of men today are not like that of old.
所以当我们今天看耶稣在这里对当时代的人的分析的时候，
So when we see how Jesus gave an evaluation of the people of old,
我们只能够说，当我们看这段圣经的时候，我们看今天的时代，我们说只有过之而无不及。
And as we try to look at today's world from the verses here, perhaps we can say we have only gotten worse.
主耶稣在这里用两方面来形容他那个时候的时代。
Jesus used two different aspects to describe the people of his generation.
三十二节提到那个时代的光景，三十三、三十四节提到另外一个光景。
Perhaps we can say verse 32 describes one aspect, and verses 33 and 34 is a different aspect.
三十二节这个比方非常的生动。
The analogy in verse 32 is very vivid.
主耶稣常常在讲道的时候发人深省引人入胜的原因在这里。
One of the reasons why Jesus' messages was very popular with people.
因为他很会用比方。
It's because he's very, very skillful in the use of analogies.
他应用比方呢，就好像画龙点睛一样，就显得非常的生动。
He made his message very lively by his examples.
事实上，耶稣在讲道的时候。
Yes, when Jesus was preaching.
他常常看四周围的一些情形。
He always tries to pay attention to what's happening around him.
他可以抓住一件事情就来比喻他要讲的一个真理。
He tries to use illustrations from what's happening around him to emphasize his message.
主耶稣比如说他说你们看天上的飞鸟你们看野地的百合花。
For example, Jesus may say, look, the birds of the air or the flowers of the field.
也许当耶稣在分析那个时代的时候，刚好有一群小孩子在不远的地方在玩耍。
Perhaps when Jesus was saying these words, there were a group of children playing right around them.
他们怎么样在玩呢
？And how were they playing?
有几个孩子就说：“我们来这个用台湾的话说来办嘎嘎酒吧，我们来玩婚礼的游戏。
”Perhaps a group of children says, "Let us play wedding."
那么当他们很兴奋提出来的时候
And when this group put forth this idea excitedly
其他的人毫无反应
Perhaps the other people, the other children have no reaction
那些孩子说我吹笛你们为什么不跳舞呢
And so Jesus said these children say we play the flute for you but you do not dance
然后他们说那我们换一个游戏我们不玩婚礼我们玩丧礼
Then let us not play a wedding. Let's play the part of a funeral.
但是呢，每一次我提出要跟你们玩这个游戏，我举哀的时候呢，你们却不啼哭。
And yet, when we sing this funeral song, you do not cry.
他们要求什么？另外一些孩子呢，就是不干。
So whenever this group of children comes up with some ideas, the other group do not respond.
这是一个什么样的时代呢?
So what does this tell us about the age?
这是一个没有反应、没有感觉的一个时代。
And that is, this is a generation with no response.Or no emotion.
换句话说，耶稣在这里提醒他们，他们是一群没有感觉、没有反应的人。
Perhaps Jesus is saying that this generation is a generation with no feelings.
两千年前是这样。
2000 years ago was like this.
当我们看到现在的时候
，What about today?
难道不也是这样吗
？Is this not the same way?
今天在这个文明的世界里面。
Even as we are in this age of culture,
我们每一个人都训练自己到非常世故的一个地步。
We train ourselves to be very worldly.
世故到一个地步，我们把我们的喜怒哀乐都深藏不露。
And the way for us to become part of this world is to hide our emotions.
人与人见面的时候
，And when we meet other people,
我们不是见到人的真的面目，我们是见到一个假的面具。
We do not really see the real person, but just a mask.
为什么会这样？
Why is it like that?
基本上，当我们活在这个世界越久，我们越觉得我们用真面目，我们没有安全感。
Because as we live in this world for a longer time, we feel that it's dangerous for us to use our real self.
因为我们真实到吃亏的地步。
Because when we are real, then we may get into a disadvantage.
今天我们在这个世界里面。
Today in this world,
碰见一个人笑容可掬的跟你说 hi,
you may see someone with a big smile on their face and they say hi to you.
我们不知道他心里面打什么主意要害我。
We do not know what he has in mind for us.
很多时候我们在这个世界里面，我们觉得没有任何的安全感。
We feel there is no security around us.
对人与人之间要保持距离，才真是有那样的一个安全。
So to preserve our sense of security, we try to keep a certain distance from others.
两年半前
2.5 years ago,
师母跟我到台北山地少数民族当中去传福音。
Mrs. Lee and I have experienced a short-term visit to northern Thailand to work among the minority groups there.
我们到那个拉祜村去布道。
We went to this tribe of the Lahus.
言语不通。
We do not understand their language.
背景不同。
We come from different backgrounds.
文化不懂。
We don't understand the culture.
但是很快我发现我可以跟他们做朋友。
But very quickly I discovered I can be friends with them.
这是一个很特别的一个经验。
This was a very special and unique experience.
话语不通怎么能够做朋友呢？
How can we be friends when we can't even talk with one?
因为我发现每一次我主动地向他们展露笑容的时候，
Because I discovered whenever I take the initiative and smile,
他们马上就用笑容来回应我。
They will respond with a smile right away.
我们的语言不通，但是我们这个国际语言笑是通的。
Even though our actual words cannot communicate our feelings, the smile is a very useful communication tool.
几天在山上过了没有污染的生活。
Several days in the mountains without pollution.
从台北回到台北。
And I left northern Thailand to go to Taipei, Taiwan.
我已经习惯向陌生人展露笑容。
I was used to smiling at strangers.
你知道我得到什么样的反应？
But you know what kind of reaction I got in Taiwan?
我若再多向陌生人笑的话，
If I smile more at a stranger in Taiwan,
我怕他们会把我送到高雄的龙发堂。
I'm sort of scared that they may send me to a sanitarium.
我想从台湾来的知道高雄佛教他们办了一个专门收容神经病人的一个地方叫龙发堂。
Indeed, it was a place where they take care of psychiatric patients.
在美国叫做杜鹃窝。每一次我看见人家这样对我的时候
，When I see others reacting this way to me，
在台湾两三年半，我真巴不得告诉他说我这里有名牌呀。
I really want to take hold of them and tell them.
告诉他说我这边有发财的秘密。
I want to tell them that I have a way of making money.
真的，我们看见今天世界到了一个地步，人与人没有任何的反应，没有什么感觉。
And yet it's so sad that today there is very little true interaction between people.
事实上，主耶稣在讲这段话的时候。
Indeed, when Jesus was making these comments,
他是提到那一个时代的人对福音冷漠的一个反应。
He was describing the generation of that age in their lack of response to the good news.
同样的，今天我们去跟人家传福音。
Similarly, today, as we try to share the good news with people today,
我们跟他讲到吹笛，我们跟他提到举哀，他们完全没有任何的反应。
Whether we talk about the highs or the joys or the lows or the sorrows, we find that there's no response.
33节到34节，主耶稣用另外一个角度来描写他那个时代。
And then Jesus used a different example in verse 33 and 34.
他说，施洗约翰不吃饼，不喝酒。
He said, John the Baptist did not eat bread or drink wine.
马可福音第一章告诉我们说，他是吃蝗虫和野蜜。
In Mark, we were told that John ate locusts and drank honey.
他过一个离群所居止的出世苦行的日子。
He led a very solitary type of life beyond the world.
那个时候的人就批评说这个人是被鬼附的。
And a lot of people criticized his way of living and say he is demon possessed.
但是当提到耶稣的时候，
But when people then turn to Jesus,
说耶稣呢不像约翰。
And they say Jesus is not like John.
他不像约翰那样不食人间烟火。
He is not like John trying to refrain from the worldly foods.
过一个入世的一个正常人的生活。
Indeed, he led a very normal kind of life.
他们批评约翰是怪人。
They say John was weird.
他们批评耶稣是坏人。
But then they say Jesus is a bad person.
在这里我们看见什么呢？
So what do we see?
前面提到这个世界没有反应，没有感觉。
We see that this world had no response.
这个地方我们看见这个世界没有任何的标准。
And the second aspect is that the world has no absolute standard.
是不吃不喝好呢，还是吃和喝好呢？
We do not know whether we should be eating and drinking.
当我们在这个世界上生活的时候，
And as we live in this world,
我们不晓得怎么样何去何从。
We do not know what to follow.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。